This is the Composer's Datebook for October 24th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1930, Howard Hanson led the premiere of the full orchestral version of William Grant Still's symphonic poem Africa at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. William Grant Still originally conceived Africa as a chamber work, dedicated to and premiered by the great French flutist Georges Barrère earlier that same year. In a letter to Barrère, Still said that his new work depicted, quote, the Africa of my imagination. An American Negro has formed a concept of the land of his ancestors based largely on its folklore and influenced by his contact with American civilization. He beholds in his mind's eye not the Africa of reality, but an Africa mirrored in fancy and radiantly ideal. That said, the Africa of Still's imagination included not only serene pastoral moments, but also, according to Still's wife, the surfacing of unspoken fears and lurking terrors. In its revised full symphonic version, Still's Africa proved successful in subsequent performances in Europe, but for some reason, known only to Still himself, his tone poem Africa remained unpublished during his lifetime. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.